We are the girls with the cheese grater hearts, wet red nicks, inflicted with each involuntary beat with driveway spikes for teeth, piercing our lips, backing out every word uttered with edible proportioned inevitability. We are the girls with the time bomb tongues, counting down until others duck and cover, unable to contain the runaway train of our freight-weighted force of nature with pocketfuls of shiny shards, with palmfuls of question marks, with bellyfuls of crackling chrysalis glistening. We are the girls anointed in snake oil. We didn't covet, and so now, are we running? Breathless from screaming at Joshua trees in the rain to make clean what was tainted, praying to be redeemed in clemency. We are the girls, exquisite in our comprehension of excruciate. We spill love. We are leaking transmissions from each duct, yet for every breath we ponder reversing, for every moment insurmountable, we are tenfold beholden, grateful, awestruck at the vast and delicate delectation of this particular and precious and tenuous existence. We are bursting at the seams, innocent criminals, teeming with rubies. We make way. Any Helena will tell you, consider the orchid amputated and atrophying in glass. Note the skinned blood ball of discarded mink. It is the nature of our species to destroy what it desires, to consume, to violate and take what it deems beauty. We are the girls trapped in concrete, only knowing there is a snow globe inside, a memory floating in pale grace, a place where the bottom of the sea has heaved its own tectonics and nudged up through the surface of the earth in all its sedimentary splendor. It is triumph despite the unbearable gravity of being. We make way. With pocketfuls of shiny shards, with palmfuls of question marks, with bellyfuls of crackling chrysalis glistening, glittering.
Oh, well, that was a cold out. Thanks, Rockholds. Titty.
Hello?
Titty. I'm just saying titty. It's minimalist.
Oh, really? I couldn't tell what was going on, but thanks for explaining your art to me.
Yeah, it's art, honey. So what's new, honey? What are you doing?
Guess what? My mom's finally caught up to the modern age, and she's on Skype now, too.
I don't see her on there. She did a friend request, but I didn't see her on there now. I know
she's on right now.
To tell a story. Lois?
She's on right now. It says, I see her name, and she has a really funny fucking story.
Yeah, I don't know why. I added her on the other computer, and for some reason, it's not on this one now.
If I call her, will it do anything, or
did
will
she
it fuck
use
it up?
Secret password name?
No.
Yeah, I think
she doesn't even know how to do that.
You know what I mean. Oh, God. Oh, I just don't die.
No, it's Lois Kent.
I found her. I know. She came online. Now, we're going to tell the story fast, and then we're going to bring Cheryl in. We have a lot of things. We can't.
Okay. It's a short story, but it's really fucking stupid.
Okay, but we're going to let her tell the story, and then we're going to have to move on, okay?
Okay, don't worry. That sounds great.
Me calling Lois Kent. You think she can figure this out for real?
Yeah.
How come she ain't answering?
She's stupid. You're right.
She's your mother. Her mother's your daughter's mother.
Hello.
Lois.
Oh, look.
It's Lois. It worked.
Hi,
I can't believe. How did you figure out how to use the computer, Lois? It's magic.
I know how to use the computer. I didn't know how to do Skype.
Yay.
It's like opened up a whole new world for me. Fortunately, Rachel told me, and now I can see her every day, and I can see Jenny and the babies every day.
That's good. So listen, what's up with this airplane business?
Okay, here we go.
Mom, we don't have a lot of time, so just tell the funny story.
Don't be like your daughter and make it take a year.
No. Went to Vegas. We went when they had the snowstorm, so all the flights were delayed, and we were there for 4 days, and on the way back, the flights were still delayed. So you're in the airport waiting, blah, blah, blah. 5 hours later, we get on the plane. And you get to know the people you're with in the airport for 5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And we get on the plane, and the plane was 2 seats and 3 seats and a very narrow aisle,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
So a woman gets on with a child, maybe 4, in the front row.
Mm-hmm.
And next to her is a guy who thinks he's Vin Diesel, a drunk lady, and an old man.
What do you mean
drunk?
He thinks he's Vin Diesel? What does that mean? I don't even remember
who
that is.
He had the Vin Diesel look, you know, the bald.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's wearing a sleeveless t-shirt
mongoloid.
In the middle of winter.
Yeah. Was he a mongoloid?
Mongoloid. God damn it.
What?
No. What mongoloid?
Vin Diesel looks like a mongoloid.
Okay, no.
Oh, God.
Okay, so then in back of them was a couple. In back of the woman and the baby was a couple. In the back of the 3 people was a couple. And then me and David and a woman and a young kid next to the window.
Right.
So we're about to take off.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all really anxious and we're all really tired and we're all really hungry and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And the kid starts clapping her hands. Right?
Like how old is the kid, Mom?
Yeah.
Maybe 4. And she's like really loud clapping.
Right.
Like you're going, God, what is that noise? And you realize it's a kid clapping her hands.
Mm-hmm.
So the woman in the front row said to the mother, could you do me a favor and tell your kid to shut the fuck up?
Oy, 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 oy.
Wait. So the mother said, excuse me. So the woman said, you heard me.
Oh, my
tell
God.
Your kid to shut the fuck up.
Oy.
So the stewardess comes by and she said, excuse me, but this language is not permitted on the plane. And the mother of the baby, of the little girl, said to the stewardess, who are you to tell us to shut the fuck up if this is all your fault? And because we were late, we didn't have a flight home on time, so it's your fault. She's crazy, so why don't you shut the fuck up?
Wait a second. The mother of the daughter told the stewardess to shut the fuck up
shut the fuck
after
up.
Somebody
okay.
else told her
right.
daughter to shut the fuck up.
Right.
Okay,
so now we have 2 women telling another woman to shut the fuck up. And I'm like sitting there going, what the hell is this? And I couldn't find my phone fast enough to videotape.
Mom.
Let her tell the story. She's doing fine.
Leaving out a very important part of the story, which was that the baby looked like it was Downsy or had fetal alcohol syndrome or something, you said.
Well, so the baby looked like Vin Diesel.
There was something wrong with the kid, okay? But in any case, you know, in any case, the kid's clapping its hands and this woman says, shut the fuck up. So the man, not Vin Diesel, the other man said to someone at this point, why don't all of you shut the fuck up?
Oh, my God.
Vin Diesel stands up, and he said, you know what? Why don't you shut the fuck up to the man?
Oh, my God. How wonderful.
Okay, wait. It gets better. Because the kid in my row stands up, who's a little, I think, on meth.
Oh, okay. That would make sense, given
okay,
all that.
So he stands up, and he said, you know what? If you don't shut the fuck up, I'm going to come up there and punch your fucking face off.
Oh, my God.
Okay? At which point, David stands up.
Oh, my God. And he said,
why don't all of you just sit down and shut up so we can leave? Now, the stewardess, realizing
but
that
David
her...
David didn't say fuck.
No, he didn't say fuck, because I said, don't you say fuck.
Okay.
So the stewardess, whose microphone didn't work...
Don't say fuck. Don't say fuck, David.
Exactly. Whatever the fuck you do, don't fucking say fuck.
Right.
Exactly. So the stewardess, whose microphone didn't work, gets out a bullhorn.
A bullhorn.
And she said,
okay.
This is it.
Is this a ghetto airline
said,
or what?
Is it.
Okay.
If all of you can't behave, we're going to go back to the gate and I'm going to call the authorities. And someone said to her, shut the fuck up. Okay. So what do you think happened? We went back to the gate.
Oh, God.
We went back to the gate, and who do you think was waiting there? The police.
Oh, my God.
The police come on board, and they escort the mom, the daughter, who was a little off of it and probably still clapping, and the other woman. Okay? So these three get escorted off the plane. So now the stewardess comes out and she says, I want everyone to please remain calm. You know, we're going to try to take off. If there's any more nonsense, we're going to go back to the gate again. So at this point, the captain comes out on the bullhorn. And he said, this is the captain speaking. He said, it is only a 51-minute flight to Santa Barbara. Do you people think you can get along for 51 minutes so we can leave? Right. So everyone said, okay, you know, we'll be quiet, we'll be good. And that's kind of the end of it. And the stewardess calmly said, you know, oh, please, let's get going. I really want to get home. And the drunk guy in the front row said to her, and I'd like to fucking follow you home.
Oh, my God.
And she said, you know what? Do you want to go back? Because she said, I've really had it. And she said, I'm really tired and I'm ready to go home. So if you want to go back to the gate, I'll be happy to turn the plane around. So anyway, we took off and we're like in the air and we're like 10 minutes out. And she comes up to me and she said, I have a question to ask you. And I said, oh, God. I said, what is it? And she said, where did you get your shoes? And I said, oh, I got them at Nordstrom's. And she said, because they're fabulous. And I said, thank you. And that was the story. Right, so from now on, we have to all shut the fuck up.
Wow.
Yeah. Wasn't that good?
Yes. That was really good.
It was a really good airplane story. But I've never been on an airplane where they went back to the gate. Have you?
No. No. Okay, well, no, actually, wait. No, I don't think so. No.
Okay, never. But here's the best part of it. Well, one of the best parts. When we got to Santa Barbara, and Santa Barbara's a really small airport. You know, I mean, have you ever been there?
No, I don't like.
Okay, really, really small terminal. And I handed them my ID, and he said to me, do you know that your license is expired? And I said, no, it isn't. It's a brand new license. And he said, well, not the one you handed me. Apparently, my renewed license was gone, and my old expired license was there. They treated me like a criminal. They did everything but strip search me when I went through the gate.
Wow.
Yeah. And every time I went to the bathroom, which was outside of the terminal, and you had to go through security again, I had to do the whole thing all over again, take my shoes off, and they kept stamping my boarding pass.
Hey, Mom, you know what?
What?
Shut the fuck up.
You shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
I've had it with you.
Everybody needs to shut the fuck up.
Have you two been going on and on with this now?
Are
you?
Yeah. I keep telling, now I'm just up to using, you know, now I'm using letters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just say STFU.
Because I'm so tired of saying shut the fuck up, but my insurance man loves this story. So he tells me to shut the fuck up all the time. Are you typing?
I'm clapping.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
All right, Lois.
So what's new?
Nothing. We got to talk to Cheryl now. She's on chemo, and I got to get her on. We got to cheer her up. She's got chemo for her ovary cancer.
Who does?
Cheryl Prolapse.
Cheryl, for real, Mom, for real.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So I'm going to get her on.
And tell her I hope she feels better.
Yes. Thank you, I will. And thank you so much for the story. It was wonderful.
And you're welcome. We'll love you.
Love you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye, love Rach. You, Mom. Shut the fuck up.
Got her done.
That's pretty fucking funny though, right?
Yeah. Hello. God damn it. I could have She replied and said she was gonna be in the program.
Hello?
Oh, hi.
There.
Oh, hi.
Hi, I'm sorry I'm not allowed to be on your programs anymore. It causes me great depressions.
Okay. Oh God.
We have to read the letter. I'm going to read the letter from Andy Melton. Which we all just received. Actually, no, I'm not going to read it. Should I read it?
Why not?
Yeah, why
no,
not?
No, don't read it. Just paraphrase.
I'm going to read the first. Only. Oh, shut up.
Just shut the fuck up.
I am writing to inform you all that I have decided.
Oh, wait, you can't hear it. I forgot. All right, basically, I am writing to inform you that I have decided that it is no longer in my best interest to participate in Yeast Radio. I appreciate each and every one of you. However, the constant criticism, however loving it may be, that's a lot of howevers, is not helping me in any way. In the past few weeks after finishing a show, lack of the word pogrom, I don't think that's passive aggressive, I have been depressed for days. I don't think that it is helping me move on. I hope you can all understand. I have no hard feelings towards any of you all. I only wish the best for each and every one of you. I truly love each and every one of you. From the Department of Redundancy Department. Now, this is very simple, and then I let you two talk. This is a very simple thing here. He's just saying, I didn't do shit since last week. I didn't do nothing.
Still in my house. I'm stuck here.
Right.
Yeah, yellow fatty. I have no reason for nothing.
This is like when you already wrote three fake notes to get out of gym class, and then you just call in dead.
It kind of reminds me of when you've got friends that you often make fun of other people with, and then all of a sudden they get self-righteous and they say, you know, honey, this isn't very nice. Let's not make fun of people anymore.
Right.
And I say, excuse me, you're the one that was making fun of them the most. It's kind of like that, maybe not.
Uh-huh. What do you think, Rachel?
Well, I think that you make valid points, but at the same time, Andy isn't beholden to us to do anything. So if this is making him less motivated to get his life together, like, I want him to get his life together, and I do wish him well.
I agree. Right. I agree, honey. That's true.
Well, I agree that
shouldn't be on the ground.
Right. Well, because
this makes him not do anything. I mean, shouldn't make a difference.
The problem was,
you gotta flush the toilet. Okay.
The problem was partially that I let Griselda make up the title of the last show, which I can't remember. Oh yes, just another show about fat, pathetic Andy Meltard.
Yeah.
Might have been a little harsh. But that was, you know, a judgment perhaps of mine, accepting somebody else's beautiful title. Now.
Right. Blame it on.
Do you really think, I think that you're reducing the situation if you think it's just about the title of last week's show.
No, I don't. I'm kidding. What I do think, I agree with the first half. He has every right to be off the show. I totally agree with you. Absolutely.
Of course.
And I have no hard feelings.
I'm so confused as to why he used his real name to begin with, but that's okay.
But wait, what should he have used? Pocket Fatty?
Sure.
Okay, but see, the thing is, I don't agree with the latter part that, you know, I mean, of course I want him to get his life together. That's, you know, and if I really thought that quitting this show would help him get out of the house, I would be 100% for it.
Me too.
I think that's just an excuse because I really think this is very simple, that he just didn't do anything since last week. And he's like, oh, my God, I didn't do nothing.
But the point is, that's how you see it. But the point is, he felt like, according to that email, after the show, he felt more depressed and less motivated.
Right.
In his feelings.
Right.
Only in 2009 would somebody like Andy Meltard get this much attention.
Thank you.
I love it. It's great.
Well, did you see my comment at the end of the 61 string of 61 comments, Cheryl?
61 comments about what?
Well, at the end, there was... Matt Burgess said 60. Jesus, how did this get so many fucking comments? And I replied, for the same reason that fat movies are so popular on the TLC. People love the fatties.
True. Mm-hmm.
Right. Now, how are you doing with your chemotherapist?
Yeah, how are you, Cheryl?
Yeah, Monday was a complete disaster, actually.
Okay.
I actually ended up in the ER.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Did you prolapse?
No. What? I think that was part of the problem. I was blocked.
Was it an abortion issue?
No, honey. No, I actually am. I am going to scramble downstairs, and then I had a very high fever and had to go to the ER.
And the what?
Honey, the people. The ER.
The who?
The people. The ER.
Eeyore.
Oh, God.
Honey.
The emergency room.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Honey, the people in the emergency room are very special. There was a woman, and she was very lured. Very lured, like Lady Raptastic, and very black.
Oh, God.
They had about 6 computers that are set up so people could go on the internet and whatnot.
Really?
Nice.
That's fan-sides.
But this woman sat down. I thought the chair was going to explode.
Oh, no.
And she had these long fingernails, and she's typing, click, 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 click. And she's like, And then they called her name, Sharnisha. And she got up, and she went into the ER. Like, what the fuck was wrong with her? She looked completely fine. Nothing wrong with her at all. Oh, God. And I'm like, I'm dying.
What, she have PID? Did she have PID?
I had to wait an hour and a half, honey, with all these sick people. It was horrible.
So what was wrong with her?
Children crying. I don't know. I think that her pussy done fallen out.
Yeah, PID, pussy in distress. She got fucked a wart. That's what it is.
Probably.
Cheryl,
they were very
maybe.
Rude.
What?
You doing there?
Say again, Rachel, what? We got Skyped.
I was thinking maybe that nice girl was thinking the same thing about Cheryl, because maybe Cheryl looked fabulous, too, and she was wondering what she was doing there, too.
That could be.
I look horrible.
I'll vouch for that.
So compared
Cheryl,
to that,
I had a crunchy bar
feel much night. Better. Oh, God. I feel much better than that day, but still feel kind of shitty.
Uh-huh. Well, because you only had one treatment this week, right?
That's right.
And then you only have one next week.
Oh, wow.
Now, am I going to come visit you next week?
I don't know. We'll see, honey.
Okay, let me know. Because I think it'd
especially
be fun.
Because you do carry lots of diseases, and I've got no immune system right now.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you might get infestationed. That's true.
True.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Gassy. So, I'm prolapsed.
Oh, look, Jason Flatowicz is on Facebook. You can see his picture. How nice.
Is he hot?
Yes, he is. He looks a little bit like a crack whore, but he's hot.
So guess who I fucked you today?
Who you fucked? Who'd you fuck today?
No, talk to.
Who? Okay.
The wisdom.
Oh, what, how was she?
She's good. She was so nice. It was very nice to talk to her. It was like old times.
Would you do me a favor and call her back, and please tell her that Auntie Vera is waiting and has been waiting for the past 24 hours for her to send the file so that she can edit the program that we recorded yesterday.
Well, no, you can call her. You call their number.
I am not in this.
Oh, what? Auntie Vera can call her.
No, Auntie Vera won't. She's sick of it. She's sick of calling her, she said, and I'm not in the middle of it. You are.
Sure.
Anyway, go ahead.
How you doing, Rachel?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm just sitting here. I finally got some writing done, which is good, and I'm just
for your book?
Writing poems.
Fine.
You
write
for your book?
Yeah, my book.
Oh, good. So you don't have writer's block anymore.
Well, I think I still do, but it's just a little better.
Yeah, you sound a little better, but you sound a little angry. Last week you sounded depressed. Today you sound angry. Are you angry, Rachel?
No, I'm not angry at all. I feel great.
Really?
I'm sad. I'm a little sad about Andy.
Okay, I thought it was about that. So go ahead and elaborate.
Nothing. I understand what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that everyone makes fun of me for, like, quote unquote, blowing smoke up his ass and, like, mm-hmm. being positive stuff. But I don't think that the negative reinforcement was helping. That's all.
Okay.
Not that anybody owes anyone anything. I'm not saying anyone did anything wrong. I'm just saying that I love him and I wish him well. And I know you guys do too.
Well, you know, I have to say that negative reinforcement sometimes does help. And I will give you a case in point. Now, we had this prep person on. Remember prep?
Mm-hmm.
Now, prep suffered intense humiliation.
Get my email, by the way.
Yes, thank you. I'll get to it in a sex cunt.
Sure.
So prep suffered intense it was about what's her face, the prank call phone lady. What's her name? Church of Deborah?
Deborah Ferguson.
Yeah. I'll get to it. I haven't had a chance to listen to her latest show where she talks about prep. But so anyway, so we were, we PrEP got quite a harassment for taking AIDS medications in order to bear back. And since that show, and two, he's been on twice and suffered a lot of humiliation, he has gone into treatment for his sexual disorder. Yes. And he even called to thank me.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that you were giving him a lot of negative reinforcement. I don't think it was the same thing. I really don't.
Why doesn't he just die?
Yeah, I think asking somebody why don't they just die is negative.
I mean, that wasn't very positive of me.
And it wasn't 4 years of it. It's not the same thing, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, I don't think it's negative reinforcement. I think it's a wake up call from somebody going, have a little perspective, dude.
Right.
True.
But remember, being obese is just as dangerous as having bareback sex.
It's nothing to do with which is dangerous.
I think it is, because it has to do with it. You know, if you talk about, if you frame it from the standpoint of somebody who is doing intense harm to their own person, and do you want to enable them or do you want to try and shock them out of it so that they can get help and maybe live a normal life?
I don't think that it's worked for them. With the melting.
Right. Plus, it's fun.
Well, different people need different things, too, and different perspectives at different times, you know?
Look, Andy loves the attention. He just didn't do his homework. It's very simple. He loves being on the show. He has a great time. He laughs. He carries on. We love having him on the show. It's really simple. He just didn't do his homework. I understand you disagree. That's fine.
No,
I respect that.
But I'll tell you something that's interesting because, you know, Andy was emailing me because he was going to help me with my website, right?
And that didn't happen, did it?
No, it might still happen, but here's the next part.
Yeah.
That remains to be seen. But I said, well, thank you, Andy. How are you doing on your homework?
Yeah.
And he said, well, I can't decide if I want to go to culinary school or art school or a technical
school.
And so I gave him a lot of homework. And I said, well, this is the first thing you need to do. You need to make 6 lists, pros and cons about each of those possibilities, and then narrow it down to what step you want to take next. It's not that you can't do all those things, but you can't do them all at once. So wondering about 3 different types of education isn't going to get you out of the house. So you're going to make a list of pros and cons for each of those, and then tell me which one you want to do the most, and then we can move forward with that.
Sounds like sensible advice.
And then he said, you know what? I don't want to do the show anymore.
Okay.
So maybe you're right, and I'm being optimistic. Maybe you're right.
You're pushing too hard.
I have nothing to say on the subject. Else to say on the subject.
Well, I wish
I know what it's like to be in a rut.
Believe me, me too.
You do too.
Please.
We all have our asphyxiations. Cheryl has a rut too, but
my life is so great. Yes.
Well, cancer isn't the funnest thing to have. I mean, it's kind of like the thing is. The cancer you didn't do to yourself. These things, the stuff that's happened to me, I did to myself. The stuff with Andy, he did to himself, except it's his thyroid's fault. And Rachel, I don't know, you can say whether or not you think it's your own fault.
Everything wrong in my life is my own fault.
You can't choose who your family is, Nate, but you can choose to do something about it.
Well, I take responsibility for everything in my life because otherwise I'm a victim and then I'm powerless. So I'd rather
beat myself up. You are a victim, though, of the rape.
Yeah.
Were you raped?
My soul.
Oh, the raping of your soul. By whom?
The whole world.
Oh, honey, it's so dramatic.
No, I'm being sarcastic, but listen, seriously, for me, I would rather take responsibility for anything I don't like in my life so I can change it. Otherwise, I'm just a victim. I can't do shit.
Do shit? You can't do shit? Well, no wonder you're not getting eaten else.
Well, now I'm not because I'm on the rag.
Okay, Laura. Laura from Facebook sent me this thing.
Laura, with a V.
Yeah, she found on Craigslist this.
Love her, she's so nice.
She was job hunting and she found this job. Head lice removal, hairdresser experience preferred Baltimore area. Head lice removal company is seeking head lice technician for Baltimore and the surrounding areas. No experience is required and training is paid. Hairdressers preferred. You must have reliable transportation and insurance. You'll be going on house calls. Must have a flexible schedule and be able to work at a moment's notice. We need someone with good eyesight who is detail-oriented and good with children. Must be able to stand for long periods of time. Please do not apply if you have any allergies to house pets. Sounds perfect for Andy.
Yeah, he seemed like that would be therapeutic, like some meticulous work, kind of picking at something.
Obese man had to take...
Hold on. Oh. Why don't you get lice yourself?
Who hurts?
When you end up getting lice from that job?
Yes. Unless you're boozled.
Maybe Chris should do it, but his beard is like Santa Claus.
You could do it. Cheryl could do it because she's boozled.
That's right, and no one got a bonnet from you.
I will send the Negress bonnet shortly, but I did do a video chat with it on, and you know it. Obese man had to take rental truck to get to Cayuga County Court.
On. Speaking of which, did you listen to my latest program? Did you see I posted one?
No. When did you post a gram?
I posted one yesterday.
A Tancer gram? Why didn't you tell me?
Listen. I am in-person Lady Raptastic. Come, I know that you don't like the blacks and you're racist, but it was a very good program.
She was in-person?
At a number of points, we brought you up.
Oh, am I in trouble again? Wait, what is this on your show notes? Madge's racism continues?
Yes.
Oh, now. That is not cool.
I didn't make sure that you listened to it if I don't mention it.
What?
You
told her?
Listen.
Remember, Wanda's the one that coined the term Negress bonnet, not me.
What?
You heard me, bitch.
Okay.
Why I gotta repeat myself? Why I gotta repeat?
Sorry.
Hey, did you really have Lady Raptastic on?
Yeah.
Yes, in person, mate. In person.
I saw a quote of hers that I really liked.
What is it?
What was it?
She was saying something about, she's like, I don't date anybody. Who I date is music. Fuck everybody.
Ooh. That's because she's big and she's fine.
Now, why are you relating to that? Brilliant. You have a wonderful relationship. Why would you think that's a good quote?
Because... Well, and I love my boyfriend, but I see
that... When do you get married?
When you get comfortable in a relationship, you get fat and ugly, and you're not as dedicated to your art anymore. So I like that.
You know...
Wow.
I gotta tell you, I had a... Oh, who cares? I don't want to... We only have a half hour...
Are you back with Clarissa?
No, fuck no. No. That's so over.
Oh, thank God.
Please. No, that's fucking over. But so I wanted to say this.
And by the way, your little house cleaner, she's quite cute.
Oh, you like that?
She's quite cute. She's very nice.
She's very neat, so she probably wouldn't give you any VDs.
Okay.
Anyway, I want to tell you that I unveiled my new business model for Yeast Radio this morning on my program, Yeast Number 912. And basically, starting March 1st, we're only doing... It's dollar for minute pogrom. So people that donate, I'm doing 1 minute of programming for every dollar donated to me.
Honey.
Very simple.
I'm going to die of the cancer if you don't do programs.
Then I'll do it just you, and I'll give you a secret code. But I ain't going to do it for the masses. I'll give you a secret code, but only for you until the chemo's over or till you're dead.
Oh, God.
And hopefully the former, but, you know, gotta be keep it real. So that's it. So hopefully I'll get lots of money. Now, we have a grace period of a few days, so I expect to get a couple $1,000 this week, and then I'll have $1,000 of programming to do. I mean, this could be very good for the audience, or it could be very bad.
Now, what happens if you would, say, get a sponsor or something?
That won't happen.
What if you do?
If I got a sponsor? I don't know. I guess unless it's some special deal, I would fall in the same category for every dollar I got.
No.
Look, nobody's going to sponsor my fucking show. If I got a sponsor and if there were enough money to not have to do this, then I wouldn't have to do it this way anymore.
Okay. But
it has to be enough money, and nobody likes me except for... Although my audience has gotten humongous since I quit Mevio or whatever the Christ it's called.
I don't know why.
Mm-hmm. So I have a question then.
For whom?
You.
See.
So, like, if people donate enough minutes, like, what if people don't donate enough minutes? Do I get to be on the show?
You still get to be on the show, but it's going to be shorter. So, like, if I say March 1st, let's say it's next Wednesday. If next Wednesday is March, it will be. If next Wednesday, I only have, it's like a bank for minutes of yeast. So let's say I have a credit of $25. That means we can only do a 25-minute show. If nobody's donated, then, well, I might record the show anyway and just let Cheryl hear it. Or I may record the show and then release it once I get the enough money to release it.
That sounds stupid, honey.
Well, maybe you're stupid.
That's true.
Well, what I'd like to know is, like, what about, so people say donate $300 to you, you can do 300 minutes that week, yeah. But, like, I don't make any money either way.
That's right.
And honey,
all right, then in that case, for Rachel, okay, we
can... $300, that means you're going to do 300 minutes that week. No, why can't you spread it out so that we can actually add some content?
Yeah, what if people be spread out? I don't want less Rachel.
No, it will be spread out. It goes into like a bank. So if I get $500, it's 500 minutes. I'll still do it like maybe three shows a week.
And you can't do music and all kinds. How's that going to work? What if you just fill it up with crap?
Okay, it only talk.
Like Rachel.
Okay. We're not going to get too technical here, but that mashup stuff won't count. Now.
All I'm wondering is where's my money?
Okay, Rachel, I'm getting to that. Cheryl rudely interrupted. As usual.
Right.
What we'll do is we'll just charge $2 an hour for yeast, and then you'll get a dollar, too.
I love it.
If you want.
Hey, you know what else?
What?
There's a guy out here who has a full-on sound stage who loves me and everything I do, and he does, like, internet TV shows, and he said we could do whatever we want whenever we want, but there's no money.
Wow. Can I fly out there on my own nickel, too? Wow.
I know.
This is exciting as hell.
Well, I'm just letting you know there's a possibility, since you're going to go visit Cheryl.
Madge has probably just as much equipment as he has in her house.
True.
And a very nice studio now that it's empty.
Well, I threw it all out, though, actually.
No, you didn't. You just sold your equipment.
No, I didn't. What? Nobody will buy that fucking hair dryer, though.
Yeah. Who the fuck would want a hair dryer, Mary?
Somebody who owns a fucking beauty shop, for Christ's sake.
Oh, Jesus.
Fucking old crap.
I need money, you fucking blankety blank. I know you do, too.
Ooh. Well,
we all have
I need money, too. Yeah, we're all broke.
Yes.
Yeah, going to the ER yesterday or Monday. I think that was like $100. Just pop, click, boop, $100. Good times.
But
because it was after hours, I could have went to the fucking hospital and did all that shit and not have paid for any of it.
Poor torture,
exactly. It was like my lips were getting stretched to the right, to the left, down, up, all sides. Plus, I had one of those cool
But you would like you that, would, though. That doesn't really count.
Yeah, how do you grate a cheese grater on my lips?
But you like that. Well, who's typing? It's annoying me.
Me.
Do
I
you
stopped.
Have to type?
No, sorry.
Clicking is fine, but don't type.
I stopped.
Unless it's really important.
Go ahead, Rachel. You were finna say something.
Yeah, what
do you have insurance?
Me, yes.
Thank God. That's all.
I know. You're telling me, Nate.
Thank God.
You're telling me,
Nate. No, boy. I'm still out like $4,000, you know, the whatever you have to pay for it, I'm paid for everything.
MacBook Pro,
Well, honey, you know what? Listen.
What?
Sometimes you need to get yourself something to feel better.
Right.
And you know what? It did work.
It
so
did?
So I bought myself a new computer, and you know what I did with my old one? I could have sold it for $500.
You
instead,
gave it to Fandy
gave
Melton.
It to my mother.
Oh, no, why didn't you give it to Andy Melton?
Listen, Andy, I'm not going there.
Dade's chops.
Andy ain't staying with me and wiping my vagina, is he?
No.
Well, quiet.
Wait, Thank yes. You. Yes, he is. Well, quiet.
Yes, he did call me when I was in the hospital. That was very sweet.
Yeah.
Eat me out. So anyways, what else are you doing this week, Madge?
Playing with my layups.
Did you clean? Did you finish cleaning?
Yeah, it's done.
Really? You're all done?
Yeah. I even scrubbed. I scrubbed the bathroom with Comic and a scrub brush like you wouldn't believe.
But you're like Annie.
It still I know, I was thinking
it's
that.
It's the hard knock lice.
For us. It's the hard knock lice for us.
It smells like urine.
Well, a little bit, but it's gotten much better. The problem is, it smells like pussy. It smells like pussy. But that's okay. It's not as bad a pussy odor as before. It's the hard knock lice. Machine versus man, boy killed anally when office chair explodes. This made me feel bad for Andy. A 14-year-old boy in China was killed when his chair exploded, sending chunks of metal up his rectum. The bleeding caused killed him. That's China for you.
What
the fuck is that?
Facebook. If you look at the Facebook, you'd have found it. Oh, I'm going to fork. Hold on. Holy Christ. Did you hear it at all?
Well, yes.
I found out something due to experimentation. Black licorice makes your shit not stink.
Really?
What? Well, is that all you ate? Like some crazy eating disorder freak?
Oh, look who's talking. Hello.
I know.
Hello.
I'm like the most... Huh. The most eating disordered in the world.
No.
True.
Think, no, you're not. Not in this room.
No, honey.
Did you just flush the turlic again?
Yes, so I had to go pee. Just be thankful all right. that I'm actually drinking water.
3 liters of soda, I know.
Now, honey, I do need to say that the Red Monkey was very sweet, and she sent me some coffee and some emailed it to this product and the caldera. I think it's called.
Caldera? Isn't that like a disease thing? What's for yeast?
No.
It's not for yeast?
No.
Are you sure it's not for the yeast?
It's a very nice brand of them. He sent me a candle and he sent me some hand.
Wait, what is caldera? I don't understand your English sometime.
Google it, names.
Caldera.
It's very nice.
It's a spa. Caldera spas and hunt. It's an island. A volcanic, a cauldron-like volcano.
Anyways, it's a nice, bad product. And this is very sweet of him. Hopefully someday he'll finish that cartoon. Wink, wink.
You know, we had the same conversation last week. You're starting to turn into me.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't thank him for that.
Caldria?
I think so.
Caldria, not Caldera. Oh, this looks wonderful. These are lesbian bath products. That was another mistake.
Yes.
That should have been centered me. Those are lesbian products. Sea salt neroli collection.
Honey, he also gave me a very good idea, which I think I mentioned on the program, because he said that he sent you some stuff for the nurses.
Yes.
I went to the store and I bought, those lamps.
What?
There's bulls.
What kind of
bulls? Chocolate bulls and truffles.
What brand? Ferrero Rocher?
Light.
Huh?
Oh, my God.
What?
Rachel knows what I'm talking about.
I don't know
I can't understand
about.
What the fuck you're talking
about.
L-Y-N-D-T, name.
Oh, lint. Lint.
Yeah.
Those are nice. I didn't know they made bulls. Oh, I do know the bulls. They sell them at the bookstore, at the Borders, where I go to get my vagina.
So I bought five different coins of those, and I called around, tooled around. I bought some of these mini ones, and then I bought some of the Ghirardelli chocolates, and I put it all in a box, and I'm going to give it to all the nurses.
Okay, I have to tell a story that I'm very embarrassed about, and I don't want you to judge. Up. Yes.
Right.
First of all, we need to remember to talk about the KY clitoris vibrator that they've been advertising on TV, but not that now. The thing is, I was at the lesbian sauna where we go and we get our, massages.
Excuse me?
Hmm?
You were at Steamworks?
No. I don't go there. Are you kidding?
You go to a different one.
I was at the lesbian sauna. It's called the Thousand Waves, okay? Just deal with it.
Wow. I'm not judging at all.
Yeah, we're not even there to the fun part yet. So anyway, they have this place where there's all, they have places where there's little rooms. And then they have what they call the wet area. And the wet area is like the steam room, the sauna, and all these disgusting diseases walking around on the ground. And if it, you would last 10 seconds in there, Cheryl, what with the chemo. You'd have so many inflammatory diseases. Anyway, so they closed the wet area. So all the lesbians went up to their rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, actually, this happened to a friend of mine, actually, niece.
A woman.
Her name, let's just call her Gloria Hole. Gloria Hole was up, and she was, she was eating out this woman with a very huge vagina. Okay? Are you with me?
Yes.
On the intercom, somebody came on and said, "The wet area is now open." And Gloria said, "I'll say it is."
Bob, honey.
What?
You were pretty exposed that it was you and not your friend doing this, number one. Number two, I want to remember to take some notes before the program. Change all the stuff before you start, and then we won't know.
I can edit it.
Speaking of that, I would like to...
Go ahead, honey.
Wait, hold on. I need to make a marker by putting some... Thank you for holding some.
Honey, I'm going to put in the comments. I'm going to expose you on the program.
Okay, but I got to put some. I'm just going to do some thank you for holdings so I mark the place for the edits later. Hold on. Go ahead.
Don't edit it.
But Cheryl,
you brought up, thank you for holding.
You brought up something interesting before that. Now it's come up again in talking about that Andy shouldn't have used his real name.
Right. That's very smart.
But that is something that I think about a lot because, as you all know, I am an actual real person, too.
And Andy gets to the bathhouse for lesbians. He gets out a lot.
I also, you know, I considered this a while ago, and I thought, Cheryl Murkowski, when you apply for a job and someone Googles you, what are they going to find? And then I thought, fuck it.
Total whore?
I'll be myself. Who does it? But I went ahead and did it because I'm a principled woman and I've got a prolapse. And I want people, if they're going to hire me, to know about my layups. But,
yes.
Andy Melton, I didn't know if that was such a good idea.
What about me, though, Cheryl?
Honey, you're a mess. Everybody knows that. It's clear.
Look, the point isn't who was there.
What would they expect?
The point is just this. The point is,
don't say anything. I mean, you're completely yourself. So if somebody listened to this and heard you, that's who you are.
Well, you don't know who she really is, though. You've never even met her in real life. How do you know?
No, but see, that's the beautiful thing about me, Madge, is that Cheryl is right. I am my real self.
Okay. But listen, I want to tell you this. The whole point of that story, the whole thing was just build up to the joke, which was... That somebody was eating out a large vagina, and then they said the wet area is now open, and then the person said, "I'll say it is," and then the person getting eaten out didn't even get the joke and was just like, "Oh, eat it." That's the whole thing.
Did you get our point that it wasn't that funny? Maybe you had it.
No, I get that. I get that. I get that. Yeah. So it was a mistake. Okay, fine. Deal with it. I will.
But if I had been the person you were eating out, I would have said, ba-ba-da-da-da-do.
I would have been like, shut the layups. You would have shut your layups.
I'd say, shut the fuck up and keep eating.
Right.
Thank you, dude.
The wet area is now open.
That could be the name of the program.
Well, it had to be a lesbian. I mean, so we couldn't say it was Andy. It was Rachel, actually.
It was me.
Yes.
Clearly. Right.
Twice.
So, honey, how come you're getting so desperate that you're going to the 1,000 ways?
It wasn't me, you moron.
Bitch, please. Rachel, what do you have to say?
Why were you there? Cheryl wants to know why you were so desperate and went to the 1,000 ways.
Well, because sometimes I just like to be in a steamy, wet, bacteria-laden area.
Me too.
take a risk, that's, you know, take a walk on the wild side.
That's right. Did you get the diarrhea afterwards?
Cheryl, Rachel was completely safe and paranoid at this place. Don't worry.
Sounds I went to like the bleach bath afterwards.
What?
I went to the bleach bath afterwards.
Right. Cheryl, Rachel's not stupid when it comes to her join.
No.
So don't worry about it.
The point is just this. Please don't worry about it. Speaking of which, this one, Rebecca Listwood herself sent me all the Listwood
please
clips
remove
that I
it.
Very much enjoyed.
God damn
it. I play them over and over and over again for my. I won't play them on McGrum.
Those are mine.
But I play them over and over and over again for myself. Please don't worry about it. Please don't worry. Please don't do that to each other.
I didn't like it.
Okay, speaking of finger blasting, so have you seen the commercial for this clit vibrator? I think KY makes it.
I love it. I love how it's not just them. You know, like there's like three different companies that sell vibrators at the drugstore now. Durex has one too.
Yeah, but did you see the TV commercial?
No, what was it? Tell me.
They have a fucking TV commercial on like regular television, like in South Park, and they show like these two women talking about a clit vibrator, and it looks like this little, it's a finger, what do you call it? Finger banger.
A Fukuoku 9000.
Right. Oh, yeah, I know what that is. Right. Foucault. And so, and then they're talking like, oh, this is good, you know, blah, blah, blah. Put it in a vagina. And then some old lady turns around and she smiles like, oh, I use it too because I'm 1,000. It's disturbing. Like, oh, all of a sudden it's okay to advertise clit vibrators and you still can't even advertise that the KY jelly is for fucking gay sex.
Because Obama is the president. That's why.
You know what my friend told me, who shall remain nameless, who said, he said, well, that's because gay men aren't using condoms anymore. They're all doing bareback. They got to sell something.
Yeah, they're losing money on condoms now.
Is that true? Or are you just making that up?
No, I'm just saying that. But I gotta be. Guess what? There's some person in my house now, so I have to be. I gotta go another room. Okay.
Little girl.
No. Because Chris is selling off all of our possessions because we have no money, so he's selling shit.
Not the bowls.
No.
Okay. Bowls.
Just other stuff. I told him he couldn't sell the bowls because I know how much they mean to him.
He better not. How poor are you, and why are you poor all of a sudden? I mean, did somebody lose a job? I mean, you were. What has changed?
Well, when
drug use.
Chris has insurance too, but it's not like through a job because he works freelance. And when he went to the hospital, remember after my birthday, yes. And he had the heart attack.
Yeah.
Very pricey.
Rachel.
What?
You don't pay those bills. What are
we
you
have
talking?
To.
No, you don't.
Honey,
you don't pay medical bills. You don't pay medical bills. You let them write it off. I worked in hospitals for years. You do not
especially
pay those.
Because you guys don't hardly make any money, probably.
Rachel, they expect people that are self-paying not to pay. They go through this theatrics of having them call you and stuff.
I know.
They write that shit off. Like 1 in 100 self-pays actually pay money.
And you can negotiate the prices.
That's true. You can negotiate the hell out of it.
Listen, that's why you go to a private hospital or hospital with a saint name in it, a Catholic hospital, because they do charity cases, but we didn't.
It doesn't matter. Because self-pays do not pay.
Okay.
You have all the leverage in the world. You just don't pay.
Okay.
God, I hate people with morals because they get fucked. People with morality get fucked. What do you do? Buy CDs? Do you buy CDs too? Even though you're rock poor?
In addition to that.
Jesus Christ. Why don't you buy a DVD of a movie instead of downloading it? That'd be fun, wouldn't it?
In addition to that. He also couldn't work for like a while after that. He was so sick he couldn't work. Because he doesn't, you know, freelance. So
I understand that, but come on. You don't pay medical bills.
Well, you can pay some of them. I'm going to pay some of them, but we're going to, you know, tackle a little bit.
When I was in the Mengtel Hospital for 10 days, I got a bill for like $14,000 and I was shitting bricks. They wrote it off down to $2,000, Rachel. $2,000. So you know what? You just don't pay it. I'm telling you, I know how this shit works.
Honey, if they wrote it down to $2,000, you still pay $2,000.
Yes, thank you.
You don't pay the whole thing. Because even if they do charge you full price, when people have insurance, they never pay full price. So why should you, if you're paying
cash
money?
You don't.
As Lady Reptile, the blacks say cash
money. They do with the bonnets. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But Rachel, what you do is if you're really worried about the credit rating, you just give them a set amount every month, like $50 or $100. That's it. They'll be fine and they won't report you as long as they're getting something.
I agree with you completely, and I've been telling him, just write a letter. Just tell him you're going to give him what you can. I agree with you.
Oh,
there's also a lot of loss from when he wasn't working, in addition.
Well, that's understandable, but I'm talking about the medical bill.
I agree.
Yeah. I agree, says the blind man. Wow, that's intense. I'm glad I had something to go off on. What next? We have six more minutes because Rachel's got to go.
No, it's okay. I mean, I don't have to, like, leave right at the stroke of 3:59.
Well, the thing is, somebody, while we were talking, wrote me about a job, and it's time-sensitive, so I have to...
Really?
No, it's not that exciting. Please. I mean, don't jinx it by getting excited. I'm sure it'll not work out like everything else in my life, so don't worry.
Wait, what happened? Please. What happened, mate?
I just have to call... Somebody sent me a message saying there might be work for you, but you have to call me back right away. And I wrote him back while we were talking and said, okay, can I call you after the show? And he said, yes. This was at the beginning of the show. So, yeah, we have maybe 5-10 minutes. That's a little...
Well, I'm very excited for you.
Oh, please. It ain't that deep.
All right.
Go ahead. Say funny things. Talk. Talk, be funny.
Marky Poole wrote, I was just making a BM and sneezed at the same time.
Bucky.
And it shot out of my ass like a bullet.
Did you get some backsplash?
Oh, my God. Kiko Lombardi has a retarded girl as his Facebook picture. I just poked her back.
Do you know do you ever sneeze when you're going pee and cleaning your ears with Q-tips at the same time? That's like my idea of an orgasm.
What? I don't do that.
Yeah, so you stab yourself in the eardrum. That's a real good
idea. Oh, look, Andy Melton posted a link. Tennessee may reject stimulus aid for jobless. There was another state. I think Louisiana is doing that, too. I mean, what morons?
Yes.
I mean, morons.
Listen, we live in a society that is based on the bulk of people getting an hourly wage, a shitty hourly wage. So what is anybody's motivation to, like, do great work? Like, it's built on a foundation of, like, do the least you can. Don't get better. Don't grow. Don't do more than you need to.
Prolapse. Everyone stay don't forget in their prolapse.
Shitty... Yeah.
You can keep with your list. I was just making sure you added prolapse to it.
No, I know, but you know what I'm... This is what I tell the kids when I go teach the kids in the inner city and stuff. I'm like, you know what?
The blank.
Keep being lazy and keep, like, what? Fucking around like you're doing right now in my class.
You're gonna get shot, honey.
Because Home Depot needs employees, and, like, they're counting on people like you to not go anywhere past where you possibly could lowest common denominator. So just keep doing that, you know?
You tell them, please don't study. Please don't worry about it because you need to work at Home Depot.
Yeah, but I tell them sarcastically. I tell them that's what the world wants from them, not what I want for them.
No, I like that. That's good. Does it work? Do they all graduate and go to college?
Well, I do have a really good actual success rate. I have kids that were, like, headed for, like, being drug dealers that are now in college.
Oh.
Yeah. Wow. In fact, one kid even wrote their college essay about me and how I had changed her life. And she got a $10,000 scholarship.
Who it belonged to?
Do you think I ever got any of that money? No.
Who it belonged to?
The girl.
So this person I had lunch with today is the person who teaches naked yoga in Chicago.
Really?
Yeah, and I haven't been to it and I don't plan on it. But I was asking him, I said, so... What about the assholes? I mean, what if somebody has a dirty ass? He said, well, what if somebody has a dirty ass in regular yoga? I said, well, then you don't have to see the dingleberries. He said, it's the same thing. Listen, if you expect a certain level of hygiene in a yoga class, and if it's a naked yoga class, you expect hygiene, so you pull them off to the side and say, excuse me, you got dingleberries and you smell like fish.
Say it again.
No.
Oh, okay.
Fish. Fish. Mm-hmm. Fish.
I feel weird, you guys.
Fish. Why? I do too all of a sudden. Oh my God, what's going on?
Well, I feel weird because there's some weird person in my house and I feel like I can't come out because I don't have any pants on.
Oh my God, as soon as you said I feel weird, I got this like serious major acid flashback for like half a second. It was so weird. Don't say that to me again. Yeah, don't do that to me. Now I have to turn my light on, seriously.
Maybe we did acid together in a past life.
You mean in the past week?
Like in the past month.
Past gas.
You're a mess, Nate.
Who?
Rachel.
Yay, not me, from what? Yay, she was talking about you, not me. Hooray for us.
Hooray. Wait, I mean, aww.
Oh, I get to go to the psychiatrist tomorrow. Yay, that means Mrs. Bodenheimer gets to call Cheryl. Hold on.
Hey, Madge.
Shh, shh, shh.
Madge.
Can you hear the church bells? Are those my church bells?
Not mine. You're having your acid flashback still.
True.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I hear the fire alarm downstairs.
What's going on? There's like bells ringing everywhere.
I think something happened globally. Seriously. I think
I know. Well, let's like turn on the news and there's probably a tsunami coming to wipe my ass out.
No, I think something got 9/11 or something. Something's weird. No. Nope.
What kind? Can I ask you a question? Your psychiatrist, like,
What?
Is it, do you go just for drugs or do they actually talk to you?
No, he talks to me.
Is he cool? Do you like him?
Very much.
What Very kind much. Of, like, what school of thought does he practice? Like, is he Jungian or Freudian?
He's not
or like...
anything Ian. He just, he's well-educated and he draws his own conclusions like any intelligent person. He doesn't subscribe to any particular, you know, dogma thing. He's very smart. He just reads and he makes the best decisions he can based on the knowledge that's out there.
Well, but I mean, in his like sessions with you, does he talk or does he just let you talk? Does he ask? Like,
it's very practical. No, it's not like, oh, your mother, you know, it's all your mother's fault. And it's not like, well, it's cognitive practice self-talk. It's basically like I'll go in there when I was having problems with the weight. And I was like, I can't do anything. And, you know, it's like, I'm like, I'm taking this medication, but I don't think it's working because I'm fat. You know what she said? He said, Madge, have you ever heard of willpower?
Yeah, I like that. Really, you know nuts I mean? And bolts.
Like,
yeah.
Like you do the bare minimum. He says, okay, this is what we need. This is your mental illness. And this is everything else.
What does he say is your mental illness?
Your mother's pussy. Oh, oops. I'm not telling you what my mental illness is. It's just depression is my diagnosis, if you have to know. Depression. Mm-hmm. Just clinical, good old-fashioned clinical depression.
Me too.
Copycat.
Well, I've been diagnosed with everything, actually. So, I mean, that's just one of many diagnoses.
What about Cheryl? What's yours? OCD? Are you OCD? DVD?
Duty.
Cancer?
Duty.
Duty.
Tancer.
Hate the Tancer. Hate the Tancer.
Hate the Tancer. Love the Rills.
Yeah.
Hey, Madge.
Mm.
Did you ever actually read my book I sent you?
I've been reading it. It's wonderful.
Do you really like it?
Yeah.
Cool. I just wanted to know because, like, just, I don't know. I was just curious.
No, of course. My cleaning person wanted to throw it out.
Oh, great.
No, he was trying to throw everything out. I said, don't you dare throw that wonderful book out.
Oh, thanks, Madge.
Shut up, Cheryl. Madge. You're being a bitch.
Madge, you're a fool of crap.
I am not. I can read, Cheryl. I do read. I'm also reading. I read stuff like that. But that's the only stuff I read is crap. Because I can't read real books. No, I'm kidding.
Did you read the story about the one-armed man? With the dating the drag queen,
yeah, it reminded really me. I used to have a drug dealer in college named Hip Daddy No Arms, and it reminded me of him. What?
Sharon and Tampoon, she sent me some real good books.
What'd she send you? The Dr. Weil book?
No, what did she people?
How to cure a prolapse in 3 days without really trying or caring.
Well, I'm going to senile right now.
Sew your own Negress bonnet?
Excuse me?
I'm guessing titles is all.
Get fucked.
Tancer, she's our man if she can't do it. Cheryl can.
Rachel can.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. Okay. I need to go.
All right.
I really don't want to go, but I need to go.
I don't want you to, too. I kind of like this talking in the daytime thing.
It's weird, though. It gives me acid trip flashbacks. How? Well, Rachel, why? You're the one that said you had to finish early. So what's the story? You don't have to finish early or what?
No, I had to finish early, but not right at the stroke of four. But, I mean, that's cool. I want you to get this job, so I want
Listen,
you to go call.
I really need this gerb. Do you want me to call you guys
Please
back
God
if this call
I
doesn't...
need... Why don't you call with us on the phone? We'll be quiet.
You know what? If I have time to call you back, I will. How's that? Because it may be just a sex cunt. I don't know. But I have a feeling it'll be longer than that.
I think we should just wrap it up.
Wrap what up?
The show.
What show?
Is Cheryl there still?
Yes.
I really need this job.
You know what? There is something I wanted to talk about really quick. Did you know about this? The only talk radio station on FM in LA they took off the air?
Why?
Because they can't pay their hosts, so they have no DJs now. They just play music only.
Oh, that really makes me optimistic for my career. Wow.
It should. You know why?
Why?
Because you know what?
Because I'm free and a whore.
No, the old empire has to tumble before the new one can rise. And, like, at first when it happened, I was, like, feeling really sad. I was like, great. Like, even talk radio now, there's, like, none. They're taking it off the air. And I was like, you know what, Rachel? Stop crying about this because every show on this channel is completely sexist. It's, like, bro show. It's, like, bad frat boy shows.
Yeah.
And it's not like they were about to change to have, like, some fabulous lesbians like us on there.
That's correct.
So, you know, you got to, like, tear it down to rebuild. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I actually had really mixed emotions about it. It was weird.
Okay.
But I guess I just wanted to share that. But I don't think you should see it as a negative, like the world closing in around us. I think we should see it as wiping the slate clean so that we could take a big shit on the slate.
Or on your face.
Yes. A big fucking steaming hot Carl for that ass.
Duty.
Hot Cheryl.
All right. Thanks for being on the Grum Gals.
Thanks for having me, baby.
Get fucked. Feel better,
Cheryl. Can we just, before we hang up, I just want to say, like, let's have a moment of silence for Andy. Send him some love. Ready?
No. Go. No. Blah, 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 blah. Not silent. Not silent. Not silent.
Bye, baby.
Bye.